This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And we're joined now in the studio by a whole lot of fun and five musicians and zero instruments. No drums, no guitars, no keyboards, just five voices that together form the internationally acclaimed a cappella group Pentatonix.
Here they are performing their cover of Lord's Royals live in our studios.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose tripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in our hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royals. It don't run in our blood. This kind of luck's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your my friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come from money. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose tripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, baby. Diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. Whoa, we're not caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royals. It don't run in our blood. This kind of luck's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of bias. Let me be your ruler. Life is great without a care. We're not caught up in your love affair. No. We're bigger than we've ever dreamed. And I'm in love with being queen. No. Life is great without a care. We're not caught up in your love affair. Love with being queen, and we'll never be royals. It don't run in our blood. This kind of luck's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me queen bee. You can call me our ruler.
Fantastic. That's Pentatonix performing their cover of Lord's Royals. I cannot tell you guys how much I love that. Thank you so much for doing that. Oh my gosh. Well, let me introduce all of you. Kevin Alushala, welcome to Radio Boston to you.
Thank you so much.
And Avi Kaplan, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
Mitch Grossi, great to see you here in the studio.
Thank you so much.
Kirstie Maldonado, welcome to you.
Thank you.
And Scott Hoying, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
The five of you together make Pentatonix. It's an absolute delight to have you on the show. God, I'm like kind of breathless here. I was tweeting like crazy during that. So people follow Radio Boston because you got live pictures there from their performance. But so in prepping for this interview, I keep stumbling upon one like of the many marvelous facts about your group, and that is, yes, you won NBC's The Sing-Off back in 2011, but really, you all five of you hadn't met each other until the day before, what was it, your audition for the show?
Yeah, we actually lived in four different states, and so the only day that we could rehearse was the day before. And so I actually, that's when we met Kevin, and that's when some people met Avi, and it was just like, it was kind of a crazy thing.
Well, and so, I mean, I guess the reason why that's such an amazing fact to me is that your sound sounds so natural and like you've been singing together forever. And yet, it all came together very quickly. I mean, so how do you explain the Pentatonix sound?
Well, the trio was the original group. It was just the three of us, and we grew up together. We sung together for a long time. But when we added Avi and Kevin, it was kind of just like a faith thing. We were like, oh, we don't know if this is going to be good or if it's going to sound right. But when we all sang together for the first time, it was just an organic, special moment. It just like we knew we didn't even have to rehearse that much. It just worked. And we're very thankful for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it helps that these two guys are so talented too.
Yeah, and I was going to say, while we were on the sing-off, and we had a lot of time to get to know each other and develop. I mean, Avi and I, we lived together while we were on the sing-off, so we did a lot of stuff to like figure out how we made music, and I think that just kind of made it a much more of a cohesive bond.
Right, so let me ask you about that briefly. I don't want to keep our listeners waiting too long before we hear some more from you.
Sure.
But one thing that's always fascinated me about all vocal bands is, what's your process of making these fantastic arrangements? How do you do that?
Well, I mean, it's a collaborative thing, pretty much. I mean, we just sit in a circle and throw out ideas and just work with different ideas until we kind of have, you know, a solid foundation for a song.
Hmm. I mean, you make it sound so simple. Somehow I doubt it's that simple, right?
Well, it can be pretty challenging sometimes. Yeah. We definitely have roadblocks and different creative differences.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I think has really propelled your group above and beyond just your innate talent is that, of course, you do these wonderful covers, which we've heard just one of them, but you're also trying to do a lot of original music. So what's the drive to that? Because I guess most people, when they think of a cappella groups, they think of the covers.
Right. Yeah, we're trying to transition into original music, which is hard for an a cappella group. But we love writing, and we really want to be an original artist, so we're slowly but surely getting there. We've been writing a lot lately, and we're going to do original for you today. We're excited about
it. All right, so let's hear it. What's it called?
It's called Run to You.
All right.
And it kind of brings it back to our choral roots.
All right, so this is Pentatonix performing Run to You.
It was you who were standing there. Tried, it was true, as your glance met my stare. But your heart drifted off like the land split by sea. I tried to go, to follow, to kneel down at your feet. I will break down the gates of shackles to set me free.
Wow. Pentatonix performing their original song, Run to You, live in our studios. That was gorgeous.
Thank you.
Wow. You know, the thing about that song, which I think might make people listen very deeply, aside from its just inherent beauty, is that a cappella seems to be having a pretty good run recently. Like, you know, I'm outside of the high school and college scene. I mean, we were talking about your win on an NBC major show. Plus, we have lots of television shows. I mean, do you think that this as a musical art form is really coming into its own in the mainstream?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just think a lot of people really enjoy this music. They were just never really exposed to it in the right way. And I think that that a cappella is definitely becoming the forefront of music in a lot of ways, because people are looking for something organic that and vocal and brings it back to the roots of choral music.
Yeah, but I've also read that that sometimes maybe you'd rather not be referred to as an a cappella group, but a vocal band instead.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we don't even know what to call it. We just want to be known as, because we are a band.
The goal has always been to be a band, not just a cover group.
Yeah. Really. And why does that matter to you?
I don't want to say it's like a dignity thing, but like, not that being a cappella is undignified, because it's obviously, you know, it takes a lot of talent and skill to be an a cappella group. But, you know, we want to be our own musical entity and be able to release our own creative pieces as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that we don't want people to think it's a novelty thing.
Right.
We just want to be seen as a band. Like, we're in the music industry just with everyone else, even if it's a full band or an a cappella group. We're all like on the same playing field, and we can make original music, and we can be a band.
Right. And it really seems as if you guys are making some strides, huge strides forward, because when your latest album, PTX Volume 2, came out in November last year, it debuted at number one on Billboard's charts for independent albums. I mean, like, that's a great accomplishment.
Yeah.
And I see you were at number 10 on the Hot 200.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that I guess that's proof of what you're saying, that it doesn't matter whether or not you have conventional instruments.
Totally. Yeah. And music is music.
It's the content.
And we want, when people listen to it, not to think like, oh, this is a cappella. We just want people to be like, this is beautiful music. We love it. We just happen to do it with our voices.
Yeah.
And because that's what we love to do. And
Well, it seems like you guys are not only going places, you've also been places. What, on the Ellen Show, Sesame Street, which I think is huge.
Which was magical.
Yeah. Radio Boston now. I'm going to add that to the list. Well, I should let everyone know that Pentatonix are going to be performing tomorrow night and Sunday night at the House of Blues. There's more information at our website, radioboston.org. But Scott, Kirsty, Mitch, Avi, and Kevin, wow, it has been so great to have you here. I'm sorry the time has just flown by. But thank you so much for your music, and thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
We've got enough time for you guys to sing us out on something.
Sure.
Would you like to end with a
fun one.
Okay. I'm guessing that this probably won't need any introduction.
Right, yeah, we'll just do it.
Okay.
Hey. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a come up. This is freaking
awesome.
Yeah, walking to the club like, what up? I got a big duck. I'm so pumped about some kicks from the thrift shop. I saw the fringe, yo, it's so dang frosty. The people like,
yo, where'd you get that shirt, Scotty?
Rolling in, rolling deep, heading to the mezzanine.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a fantastic weekend and join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.
99 cents.
I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. Now for real, ask your grandpa, can I have his hand-me-down?
Thank you.
Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers, a Wookiee brown leather jacket that I found.
What?
They had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a face blanket and then I bought a keyboard. Yeah, hello, hello, my ace man, Miller. Now we ain't got a little my fringe game. Oh no, I can take some pro wings, make them cool and sell those. The speaker had to be like,
you got that Velcro. I'm gonna pop some bags. Looking for a come up. This is freaking awesome.
Yeah, what you know about rocking a wolf on your noggin? What you knowin' about wearing a fur fox skin? I'm digging, I'm searching right through that luggage. One man's trash, that's another man's come up first.
Grammy, a Annie, a mommy, a mammy. I'll take those plain old paper jammies. Secondhand, I rock that mother. The built-in onesies with the socks on that mother.
No.
I hit the party and they stop.
Beep, 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 game, come take a look through my telescope, trying to keep girls from a brand. No, 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 you won't.
No, you won't, mama.
No, 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 you won't.
There is no way.
No, 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 you won't.
I'm wearing your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big old coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a come up. This is freaking awesome. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a come up. This is freaking awesome.